Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tanisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to I just did a transaction and it's supposed to be from Walmart for a $2 KitchenAid.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
Okay, 18042.
And your first and last name?
First name is Emma, last name is Freeman Mobley. I'm just saying, let's say Freeman.
All right. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
401 West Berwick Street, Eastern Pennsylvania, 18042.
All right. And I do have that account pulled up. And you said you were ordering a product through Walmart?
Yes. Yeah, it's supposed to be for a kitchen aid, and they say it's a glitch or something like that. It's supposed to be $2. But I wasn't sure, so that's why I said, let me call this number right now to find out exactly what company is this.
Okay, let's see here. All right, so it was the Feast Street Mixer.
What was it?
The Feast Treat Mixer?
No, this is supposed to be a KitchenAid. It's a mixer, but it's supposed to be a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. All right. And you are only supposed to be charged $2. Okay, and I see y'all here. You're charged to $49.99.
That's a big difference from $2, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay, give me one moment. Let me speak to the supervisor real quickly so I get a little bit more information on this, okay?
Okay.
Just letting you know, still hear me.
Okay. It was something like a survey. I answered 4 questions.
Okay. Now, did it mention anything about it being a contest entry or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Give me one moment.
But no, in any case, I still would like to, cancel that transaction because if it's more than $2, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Well, give me one moment. I'm just waiting on the supervisor, and I'm also going to go ahead and get some notes down on the account for you. So just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I went ahead and got that account canceled for you. I do have a confirmation number for you if you want to write that down. I'm just waiting for a reply from the supervisor as far as a credit goes, okay?
Okay, because I was just saying, you know, if I couldn't get it, you know, I was actually thought it would be a nice Mother's Day gift for one of my friends. Then we try to get a pen real quickly. Why would you want some? You can't put your hand on it. Oh, wait. Where's my pen at? Okay, what is it?
All right, it's going to be CS and Charlie 920-64.
Wait a minute, 920.
Mm-hmm.
648. 116. And what's the name of your company, to begin with?
All right, so we are a third-party call center that's standing for online merchants. It looks like with this merchant, it was Feast Treat. I'm guessing it's like a meal prepping app that came along with that mixer.
What's the name of it again? I'm sorry, honey.
Feast Treat.
Spell it. Okay.
E-A-S-T. And then the second word, T.S. and Tom, R-E-A-T.
A?
Mm-hmm.
It's treat, T-R-E-A-T?
Correct.
Oh, seasonal treat.
Feast treat.
Oh, feast. Okay, my bad.
<You're fine>.
I'm sorry. That's F-E-A-S-T, Feast Treat.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. So we got that account canceled for you. You can expect your refund back into your account in 2 to 3 business days, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, but that is C as in Charlie, 920-648-116.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.